Shalom Aleichem, everyone. It's a new format of a shmooze for some people. A few he'aras on the matzav. Everybody's scared today of the corona, of the virus. It's interesant. We're all scared, ki yadua, of something which we can't see. But the effects of it are very clear. And people, all the different hairas, and people are scared. But the Maisa, I think we have to take this as an example of what we really should be scared of. We really need to have yira from the makar of the virus, and not from the virus itself. Kamuvan, every mamin realizes things are not hefka. There's a balabas, a melech ha'olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent this to us. But the yira of Hashem Yisbarach is a very similar thing. The yira of Hashem Yisbarach is to have yira from someone who we can't see, but the effects of his presence are very clear. All his maisim. And if we haven't woken up before, now we have a very big dogma of what Yiras Hashem should be. The question is, how do we take the Yira that we have from the corona and internalize it and change it to be a Yiras Hashem, a Yira from Hashem Yisbarach? And it's not a poshta avoido. Mesilas Yesharim in Chasidus, which is Einochanami, a Madrega, a high Madrega, but here he talks about Yira. And even though the Madregas that he's talking about, we're not holding by a Madrega of Chasidus, but Kvakibalti Miraboisai, that whatever we can take Chizuk from later Parochim in the Mesilas Yesharim, then that's good for us. So the Mesilas Yesharim says, "Hine in Perek Yutes, hine ika hayira hayira saroimimus, sheitzorich ha'odom lachshoy pa'oidu mispalel o'oise mitzvah, ki lifnei melech malchi amlochim hu mispalel o'oise hamaisahu." The ika yira is not yira sa'oinish. The ika yira is yira saroimimus. Yira saroimimus is to realize that when we daven or when we do a mitzvah, we're doing it in front of the Melech Malchi Amlochim. Who ma shehizir atano kishato mispalel dalif nei mi ato mispalel. We should know when we daven who we're davening in front of. Some of the Mesilas Yesharim, how we koine this yira. Hine gimul dvarim tzorach sheyistaken la'odom v'yisboinen heitev kedei sheyagia zois hayira. You need to look at and think into very well, Yisboinen Heitev, not Stam Yisboinen, to get to this Yira. Ho Echod, Shu Oimet Mamesh Lifnei HaBoire Yisbarach Shemoi. The first thing is that when we daven, when we do mitzvahs, we have to realize that we're standing in front of our Creator, the Boire Yisbarach Shemoi. Venoise Venoisein Imoi. And we're having a conversation with Him. Even when we do a mitzvah, we make a birchus ha-mitzvah, the hakdama to a mitzvah is, Boruch atah Hashem elokeinu, melech ha-olam, asher kidishonu b'mitzvoso, v'tzivonu, kach v'kach. To focus that the mitzvah we're doing is lifnei melech malchi hamlochim, the boirei. Af al pi, zokta v'siles yesharim, she'ein einu shel adam ro'ehu, even though you can't see him. But if we're misboining, that's actually, we are talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're davening, think, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tire ki zehu hayoseh kosher sheyitztaya b'lev ha'odom tzir amiti. And he says, this is the hardest thing, to make a proper tzir, that we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yan ein achush oizeh lezeh klam. Because our senses don't help us. But we have a dugma lekach, a dugma chayo, with the euro we have from the coronavirus. And I'll jump to even higher madrega, Perik Chof Hei, which is the Perik on Yiras Chet, Bederek Knias Hayiro, the Yiras Chet, which is an unbelievable madrega. The person should be constantly have a year of Hashem. Oh, but he says a similar thing. The Omno Madova Zeh Einu Mitztaya Heitei B'Seichel Ha'Odom, to feel that the Shekhinah is there and he's always in the presence of the Shekhinah, and that everything that he does is making a Roishem. He says that's not easy. It's not Mitztaya Heitei B'Seichel Ha'Odom. Elo Alidei Hasmodos Heisboinenus V'Istaklus HaGodl. Kiven shadov rochog michushenu lo yitzayrehu aseichel elacha roiv ha'ian vashkofa. Because we don't have it in our chush, we can't see it. The seichel can only begin to make a tziur and to feel it in the seichel when one's ma'ayin, one thinks of his boinein, and one looks around at the world and we see the ma'ase Hashem Yisparach. Vegam achashe yitzareyu yosu hatziu mimenu benokel im lo yasmid olav harbe. And he brings an interesting raya. Hu ma shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu el HaMelech hoy se'imoy v'korei boi koli mechayov leman yilmad leyiro es Hashem Elokov. The Melech has to have a separate Sefer Torah. Every Yid is mechuyev one Sefer Torah. The Melech has to write another Sefer Torah, and this Sefer Torah has to be with him constantly, and he has to learn it kaseida. V'korei boi koli mechayov leman yilmad leyiro es Hashem Elokov. Holamadato, says the Mesilas Yeshayim. You see from this. You can only come to Yiro when one's constantly Korah by Koli Mechayev, constantly working on it. And he says one has to learn Yiro. He doesn't say that the Melech should come to Yiro. The Melech has to learn Yiro. Ela lefi she'ena Yiro azois museges beteva. It's not a regular Yiro. It's not a Yiro like if a wild dog comes into a person's house, then he doesn't have to work on the Yiro because he sees the pachad in front of him. Here, this Yiro is not Museges v'teva, ki adarabba, rechoykehi mimenu, miplei gashmis achushim, because our senses are physical, so we don't see the makar of the Yiro. But on the other hand, we see his maisim. The same thing, we don't see the virus. But what do we see? We see the maisim, we hear the shmuas, we hear this one was sick, this one here, they're closing here, they're closing there. Ve'eina nignes el alidei limud, klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through limud, through working on the yira, then we can be koine this madrega of yira. Omnom mishu bal seichel nochon. Go back to Perek Yud Tes. Perek Yud Tes, he says, Omnom, even though it's so hard, but there's a big difference between Yiras Haroimimus and Yiras Achet. Yiras Haroimimus, as he says, is b'shas when we daven and b'shas when we do mitzvahs. Yiras Achet is a constant Yira. That's why it's such a high madrega. It's the penultimate madrega in the Sefer. So let's go back to Yiras Haroimimus when we're davening, when we're doing mitzvahs, when we're learning. So he says it's still hard, it's still very, very hard. She'ein eino shel adam ra'ehu. Omnom, mishu baal seichel nochoin. But a person who's got a proper seichel, bima'at his boinenus v'simus leiv, with a little bit of his boinenus, and paying attention, yuchal likvoy b'libo, liboy amitos adova. He can be koveya the truth. When we daven, we think, what are we saying? Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, atah Kodesh, atah Choinen, Adam Das. The whole of Shemone Esrei is in the second person. Atah. Rufaeinu Hashem v'nei Rofei. Baruch atah Hashem, Baruch atah Hashem. realize that we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulefanav hu mischanein, umi'itoi hu mevakesh. V'hu yisbar shemay mazin loy. And the Rebbeinu Shem is listening to us. Makshiv ledvarov, kashe yita be'isha re'ehu, re'ehu makshiv shomeh elov. That's the first thing that one has to think about in order to be koina Yiras HaRoimimus. I'm not sure we'll get Yiras HaRoimimus, but the ideas we can take and bring it back to our Madrega where we're holding. Hare, we're all davening. So let's realize that Bissel Hisboinenus, when we're davening, who we're davening to. And the second thing is, V'achar sheyikvaseh bedaitoi, tzorich sheyisboinen l'aroma musa yisborach. Then you have to think of the gadlus of Hashem. Asher hu meruma menizkav al kol brocho tehilo. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is exalted way above any brachas and tehillas that we're saying. Al kol minei shleimus shetuchal machshavteinu lidamis ulahovin. Any much more shalom than anything we can possibly imagine. We can't begin to imagine the godness of Hashem Yisborach. The oid, and the third thing is, tzorach sheyisboinin al shiflus ha'adam u'pchisusoi. And then you have to think about the shiflus ha'adam, the lacking of a mensch, the fi chomri usoi, the gasusoi, his chomri, his material, his gas, maybe the chomri usoi is the neged the guf, the gasusoi neged his ruach, kol shekein, the fi achatoim, shechoto mioidoi, how much more if you think about the averas that we've done, ki al kol eile, I efshe shelo yechrad, liboi, velo yirash, ba'oido medabe, dvorov lefon of yisborach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu still, even with our Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear our tefillahs. And a person, when he thinks about this, can come to a pachad, to a charodo, umazki bishmoy, umishtadel le'erotzes lo, and he's trying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should find favor with him. Hu ma'ashe omar kosuv, ivdo es Hashem be'yiro, ve'gilu bir'odo. Serve Hashem with Yiro and be Sameach with your trembling. What's the pshat? Gilu bir ador. How can you be happy with your trembling? It's a pliatsumo. So there's a famous Rabbeinu Yoino in the beginning of Ein Oimdim in Brochus. Rabbeinu Yoino asked the Kasha. Pashtei dekro kachu. Pashtus of this pasuk is she'af al pi she'etzel bosav adam ha'yiru v'asimchaim dova hipuchai. By human beings, fear from a human being and simcha is opposites. She'besho she'odam mefached mizulosai hu oimed nirta. When a person's frightened from someone else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's scared. V'doyeg. And he's worried. People are worried about the virus. He's scared. He's worried. Abal HaKadosh Baruch Hu einenu kein. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not true. Adarabah. K'she'odom misboinim b'gdulosoi. V'yorei miponov. When a mensch is misboinim, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, on the godless of Hashem, and he has yiro from Hashem, Yismach v'yogil ba'ois yiro, he'll be happy with that yiro. Reb Shlomo Brevda, Zeichet Tzadik, Mekodesh Yisrochi, used to say, in a mensch wants to get yiras shamayim, that's his whole matoras hachayim, to get a shtikul yiro. And when he gets it, when he feels a mashahu of that yiro, in davening, when he's doing a mitzvah, then he feels a little bit of that yiro, he'll be samer v'simcha tzuma, because that's the whole tachlis. That yiro is a different level of yiro. That yiro doesn't bring daiga, doesn't bring depression, negative things. Adarabba, he'll be sameach yogel gilu bir ado. He'll be yogil ba'oisa yiro. Mipnei shebe'emtze iso misoire lekayim ha-mitzvus. Because that yiro brings him to be mekayim mitzvus. V'sos v'ne'elas be'kiyumo, and he's happy with the etzem kiyum of the yiro. She'yodea kischori itoi, Upulosa lefanov, because he knows for that yirath the schar is going to get this pu'ula will remain forever with him. This is matzav of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Val simcha kazu timsa she'oma b'posuk echot ivdu es Hashem b'yirah u'b'posuk acher ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Two psukim, one posuk says ivdu es Hashem b'yirah and one posuk ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. We say every day ratzaloyma l'chayat zestir ratzaloyma tavdu es Hashem b'yirah. With that yira, you should be sameach. Meir dikazach, that the yira sashem, if we can internalize the matzav that we have now and be misboinin and turn it into yira sashem and realize yira from something we can't see, aber with the teitzahs. The whole matzav that we see, the Rebbeinu Shem is Melech HaOlam, turning the whole world upside down. We don't know exactly where he's going to bring the world to with all this. I'm a meridik koichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Anybody who thinks it's some teva, it's some because some Chinaman et a behema, Efsha, the pele is that the virus, they say, was a virus of behemoths. Well, maybe when the mensch becomes like a behemoth, so that's why the viruses of behemoth extend to human beings. Oh, but it's not stam. Every mam in realness is from a kodesh brochu, so let's try and work and be kind of a man shahu of yiras Hashem. And then that yira brings us to simcha. Ivdo es Hashem beyira v'gilu bir adam. That brings us that'll bring us to Simcha. In Mishlei, in Perek Yud Ches, Posuk Yud Dalet, the Posuk says, Ruach Ish Yechalkel Machaleihu, V'ruach Necheo Mi Yisoeno. And the Gaon says, what's the pshat Ruach Ish? K'mo Shepirashlu Lamala Shasimcha Bo Alidei HaRuach. V'zeu ruach ish. K'she ish tomit besimcha. When a mensch is besimcha, hu yechalkel machaleu. Av shetobo elov machlo, chas v'sholem, hu yechalkel machaleu. Besimchoso yevatleno. With the simcha, a person can be bevatel the machlo. Avol mi yesh le ruach necheo, of a person's depressed, v'hu itzavoin, he's depressed, mi yisoeno, Miyochol Lisoy Zois. Who can take away? Who can take with the depression? How can you come besimcha in this matzav? We hear day after day frightening figures and news, terrible news. This one has it, that one has it, and this and that people died, and here there's terrible, and there's terrible. How can you come besimcha? If we can transfer our yira to yiras Hashem, then we can come to simcha. We can gilu bira ada, be'oisa simcha. We can have be'oisa yira. We can have a shtikul simcha. When we have that simcha, yichalkel machaleu will prevent the machla coming to us. And if chas v'sholem, person that has the machla, afshe tova machla zoktagon chas v'sholem, who yichalkel machaleu besimchosu yivatlenu. There's a letter which everybody's talking about from Rabbi Akiva Eiger today. Not the letters today, people are talking about it today. Michtov Kuf Mem Vav, in the Michtovim of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he has a whole, there was Kiyodua, Machla of cholera, and he has his instructions where how to deal with it, and what to eat and what not to eat, and how to behave. And he writes in the middle there, Loi lidoig ulaharchi kol mini atzvus. One shouldn't be doig, and you have to be marchik, any type of sadness. Choyer the pshat is, the fi this gone, that part of the refuah, part of protecting us, is not to be doyeg and not to have atzvus, have a shtikul simcha from the whole matzav, if we can turn it into Yiras Hashem, then Bez Hashem we can have a chizuk, we can be mischazik, and we can protect ourselves. Be'im kol zeh, in the letter, he talks a lot about the ishtadlus that we have to do. And that's another nekuda, which is very important. The people, I think, are very confused nowadays in the inyan of ishtadlus. We hear all sorts of hefkeiros that people are doing. And people taina, no, the mitzvah bishoymer, and v'chule v'chule. Well, let's see what the Mesidus Yishoyim says in Perik Tes. Zokta Mesidus Yishoyim, hari matzinu, shechivu chachomim b'chol mokoyim, sheyishma ha'odam esatzvo shmira ma'ula. See, the chachomim will mechayev a person to bishoym himself, shmira ma'ula. V'yosim atzvo v'sakona, afilu hu tzadik u'bal maisim. And a person mustn't put himself into a sakon, even if he's a tzaddik, and even if he's more than a tzaddik, he's got bal masim tovim. V'omru akol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim upachim u'mikra kosuv v'nishmaltim me'od l'nafshe seichem. There's aspects of this which are deraisa. Nishmaltim me'od l'nafshe seichem. And chachomim asad all sorts of inyoni sakon. Harei So what's the pshat with bitochen? How does bitochen work against the ishtadlus of being showing ourselves? Maybe some of you remember from the Vadim we spoke about this, but now it's very, very nogea. So the Mesidus Yishorim, v'asam omru afilu nitva mitzvah, shmatim moidu nav shaseichem, even if it's Lidvar mitzvah, one has to be shomer oneself. So what's the pshat? When do you have bitochen? When do you say, I don't have to do ishtadlus? Or when do you have to do ishtadlus? So the Mesidus Yishoyim. Da, ki yesh yiro, v'yesh yiro. There's two types of yiro. Yesh yiro ru'uyo, v'yesh yiro shoito. There's yiro being scared of something, which is ro'uy to be scared, and there's yiro which is stupid. Yesh bitochen. There's bitochen and there's stupidity. Kihine ha'odon baruchu also sa'odon bal seichel nochoim usvara nechoicho nesheyinag atzma al derech toiv v'yishma min advarim mamazikim. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a good seichel nochoim, and gave us the ability to think through things, svara nechoicho, to lead our lives al derech hatoiv, and we should shomer ourselves from things which are mazikim. Asher nivru lanu shesor rishoyim, which be'etzim were created to be oynish to the rishoyim. Umi sheyirtze shelo yinag atzmo b'derech hachochma, pachat, what the Mesidus Yishoyim says, and a person who wants not to lead his life b'derech hachochma, v'yafkir atzmo nesakonis, he'll be mafkir himself to the sakonas. Hine ein ze bitochen. Don't tell me that's bitochen, ela hoilenus. It's stupidity. Hoilenus. Some of these people who are doing all sorts of things against the guidance of the experts, the medical experts, and all the people who really know. I was in a shul before they closed all the shuls, and so one person said there, no, it's the Misrad HaBriyut, it's the health ministry. So the other guy said to him, what do you know about the sugya? You know anything about the sugya? So the other guy said, Schus HaTfilah. Yeah, Schus HaTfilah. How much are we worried? Schus HaTfilah and other times. So we really, really machshiv our tfilas. How much bitochen do we have in other times? All of a sudden now is bitochen. Is it really bitochen? A person has to know. Is it really bitochen or it's hoilenus? Stupidity. Zogt der Mesidus Yishoyim, v'hine hu choyte. Bameh shehu oise neged retzoin aboyri yisvarach shemoy, sheroitze sheyishma adam isatzmoy. And if a person is going against the klolim of ishtadlus, when he's supposed to use those klolim, then he's going against the Ratzon Hashem. It's a chet that Baruch Hashem wants us to be showing ourselves. V'nimsa shemilvada sakona mutbaz bedava. Apart from the teva of the sakona that there is, he opens himself up to the teva of the sakona. Ashu olu laleo mimblei chison shmirosoi. And he's got bitochim, but it's not true, because the Rebbeinu Shem is not shoymeim. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want to be, the Rebbeinu Shem wants the mensch to be shoymeim himself in this situation. So when he puts himself into a mokim sakona, he can't hope that the Rebbeinu Shem will protect him. Why should he protect him? He's doing the wrong thing. Chas v'sholem. So there's the natural sakona. Hine oidu mischai benafshoi bekum asei bechet asheu choytei. And Gufad, what he's doing is a chet, and the Rebbeinu Shem, and he's mischayev benafshoi by doing that etzem aveira. What is the chashivas of this mitzvah v'nishmartim oid l'nafshei seichem? It's also interesting that v'nishmartim oid l'nafshei seichem comes in the Parshas Vayeschanan, and be'etzem the Parshas in the Pesukim is talking about to be showing yourself not to do avodah zarah. So how did Chazal say that this refers to not putting ourselves into sakana? So there's a Be'er HaGoyla, the last Be'er HaGoyla in Choshen Mishpat, which is Simen Tov Chav Zayin, Hilchos Shmiras HaNefesh. The Be'er HaGoyla explains, normally the Be'er HaGoyla is just Mekoyros, but here he explains, Nira L'Anias Daiti, Hatam she's here at Torah al Shmiras HaNefesh, who mitam shakodesh baruch hu bara eso oilam bechazdoi, lehetiv lanivroim. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world bechazdoi, to give schar to the nivroim. Why? What? Sheyakiru gdulosoi. First, that they should be makir the gdulos Hashem, as we spoke before. Velavoid avoidosoi, bekir mitzvoisov. And to be oved, to do his mitzvahs, v'teirosoi. K'mei she'omer akosuv kol anikro bishmi lichvoidi barosiv. V'litein lohem schatoiv ba'amolom. And the Rebbeinu Shem wants to give schatoiv for all our amelus in Torah, mitzvahs, avoida. V'amesakin es atzmoi, and the Rebbeinu puts himself in a sakona, ke'ilu moyeis b'ritzoin boiroi. Kilu, he's saying, I don't care what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ve'ena roitze loy b'avidosei, ve'loy b'man schare. Not interested in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria for. He's going to put himself in a sakana. He knows better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his life, or some people say this shtuyot, it's my life. It's not my life. Al chayena mesurim biyadecho. The Rebbeinu Shalom, our lives are matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to use our lives like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to use them. V'nishmaltim moed l'nafshaseichem. And lefizeh, we understand. The Pasuk Taka talking about Shmira from Avodah Zarah. But haynu hach, the Shmira from Avodah Zarah is that we should be Oved Hashem. U'mimeila, Chazal saw in the same Pasuk, the same idea, that the whole tachlis is to be Ovid Hashem, sure, to be showing ourselves with Avodah Zarah, we have to be showing ourselves some sakonas. And a person who says, I'm not interested, I'll put myself in a sakona, he's Moyes Beretzoin Boyroi, Ve'ena Roitze, Loiva Avodosa, Ve'lepa Man Sar, Ve'ena Chozilzel Afkirusa Yoisim Izeh. And the biggest hefkeris and zilzel you can possibly have is that. L'shoimin Yun'am. And those people who listen, they'll have ne'imas, v'inayam Hashem elekeinu aleinu, v'maise yodeinu koinana aleinu. In Mitzrayim, by Makas Bechairis, we find the Pasuk says, ki yodua, everybody knows, in Parshas Boi, going to learn it on Pesach in Yitz Hashem. I hope we'll all be able to hear the Kriya Satorah, Besimcha, Beminyan. The Pasuk says, Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Beis, Atem lo say to ish mi Pesach Beisoi ad Boike. It was also to go out from the house till the morning. Ve'ovar Hashem lingoif es Mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom will come to give the macho to Mitzrayim. Ve'ro'es Adom ala Mashkoif, and he'll see the blood on the Mashkoif, al shtei ha-mezuzos. U'posach Hashem ala Pesach, and the Rabbeinu Shalom will jump over that door. Ve'lo yitein ha-mashkis lovel boteichem lingoif. And he won't allow the mashkis to come into your houses to give a makkah. What are we talking about? In the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving makkahs b'chayrus, and he's not going to give the makkah to the yin. So what mashkis are we talking about? So the emes is that there were two sakonas that night. There was the sakona of Makas Bechairis. That was one thing. But there's also a Loshen, which in certain Haggadahs they bring, that the Rabbeinu Shalom came down to Mitzrayim, when the Rabbeinu Shalom came to Mitzrayim by Makas Bechairis, Kishi Yorad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, Yoradu Imay, Tishim Elef Alfei Revovois, Shemalchei Chabala. You can find it in several different nuschos of the Haggadah. One of them is the Haggadah with the Pirush Miuchas Narashi. You can find it quoted in the Haggadah with Pirush Das Asmuna. Tishim Elef Alfei Revovos. That is 9 trillion Malachi Chabalah. Mehem Malachi Eish, Mehem Malachi Borot, Mehem Malachi Zeya, Mehem Malachi Reses, Vilchalchola Oichezes Misheroy Oisom. It was a pachad from anybody who saw these malachim. So there was the danger of the Makas Bechairas, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Mitzrim. Va'omar Hashem Limgofes Mitzrayim. Ve'ro'es Adom ala Mashkoif al shtei ha-mezuzos, and bizchus the Korban Pesach, u'posach Hashem ala Pesach. The dam, which we had to put on the inside, it was a dam, it was an ois for ourselves. Vaya Adom le'ois, was an ois for ourselves. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was poseach on that house and didn't bring the Makas Bechairas. Oh, but there was something else out there. There was the Mashchis, all these Mashchisim. And Rashi says, you mustn't go out. Magid shemeachal shenitna reshus the mashchis lechabel eina mavchim ben tzadik l'rosho. It's a pachat. Once there was reshus the mashchis lechabel, he's not mavchim ben tzadik l'rosho. Lechara, everything's hefka. The Rebbeinu Shem brought all these mashchisim. Not going to be mavdil. Not going to be mavchim between a tzadik and a rosho. Lechara, everything is going completely b'derech hateva. Avestate no. Velo yitain a mashchis lovel botechim lingoif. So the Rashi, lo yitain lo yecholis lovoi. The Rabbeinu Shalom won't give the mashchis the ability to come into your house. Even Ezra says, hine a mashchis birushusoi. The mashchis, even though it's all hefke, lichoira is not hefke. The gzeira is that mashchis comes and says, "Ein amavchim ben tzadik l'rosho." Oh, it's all be Yad Hashem. Nothing's outside the Yad Hashem. It's ein amavchim ben tzadik l'rosho. Oh, but you had to stay inside. And once you stay inside, bischus the korban pesach, the Rabbeinu Shalom won't give the mashchis the ability. Lo yiten lo yecholis lavoi. Rashi says, Posuk Yud Beis previously, Vavaralti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Azeh V'Kesi Kol B'Chol Beretz Mitzrayim Yodom Ad Behema Kol Elei Mitzrayim Ese Shvotim Ani Hashem Voya Hadom Lochem Lois Alabotim Asher Atem Shom V'Oisis Adom Uposachti Aleichem V'Lo Yieh Bochem Negev L'Mashchis V'Hakosi Beretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi, what's the word? Vaya Adam lachem la'ois, lachem la'ois, v'lo lachem la'ois. It's a sign for ourselves. Ra'isias adam. So Rashi, what's the Rebbe Nisham saying? I'll see the dam. You don't need to see the dam. The Rebbe Nisham knows who's living in every house. He knows every prat and every detail of the whole world. What's he have to see the dam? What's the significance of the dam? So Rashi, akol goli lefanov, ela amar kodesh baruch hu. No yisenani es einai lirah shatem asukim bemitzvoisai. I see bezchus the mitzvahs upaseach ani aleichem. Then I'll be poseach. And posachti is either the pshat v'chomalti, I'll be marachim on you, or it's diluk v'kvitza, I'll be koifetz. What's the pshat? There's total efkeres outside. Ein amavchim bein tzadik l'rosha. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says you have to stay inside. V'roisyes hadom. So the Maharal explains that the Korban Pesach is called Avodah. He explains that we had two mitzvahs be'etzim that night. We had mitzvahs Mila and mitzvahs Korban Pesach. Two domim. Vamalti b'domayi chayi with the two bizchus, the two domim. So the Maharal explains the dam Mila one way of a ken zayin. We could explain it in a simpler way, a simpler way, is a different way. The Chinuch says that the Indian of Mila is to make a choisim of avdus, is to make ourselves a mitzis of an Eved Lashem. That's okay, so now we're in Eved. But the Korban Pesach is the Avodah. The Hainu, it wasn't enough to be an Eved Lashem. We had to be an Eved who's Oved. Beshas, the Makas Bechoyres, we had the etzem schus of the avoida which we did, that the Korban Pesach, the achilas Korban Pesach, was a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. That's avoida. And bischus, that avoida, says the Maharal, we were avodim l'Hashem. We become shayach to Hashem Yisbarach. Is mimeila, the Rabbeinu Shem is going to protect us because we're His. We belong to Him. We're an eved of Hashem, so we belong to Hashem Yisbarach. And not only Uposach, he'll be merachim on us, because we're his, and he'll be medaleg me'aleinu, but he won't even give layitein yecholes, he won't even allow the mashchis to come into our houses. Oh, but it's interesting. There was an issa to go outside. Again, you see, we have to do the ishtablus. Hefker, I go outside, I'm an Eved Lashem, the Rebbeinu Shem protect me. No, the Rebbeinu Shem says no. This is what you have to do. You have to stay in the house. Now in Mitzrayim it wasn't so hard. It was just one night. Here, people are being told to stay in the houses and we don't know for how long. But if that's the Avodah, that's what we have to show, that we are Avodim Lashem. We mentioned the Ber HaGoylo, and the Ber HaGoylo is telling us that when we marchik ourselves from sakonis, then we show, we appreciate what Avodas Hashem is all about. We appreciate the chashivas of Avodas Hashem. We show that we're machshiv our lives to be Avdei Hashem. Doing the Hishtadlus and Yishmatim Oida Nafshe Seichim the right way is Gufa Avoida. But there's also noch a nekuda, and that is that being stuck in their houses and many, many people can't go out to daven with a minyan, can't learn in a tzibur, don't have yeshivas together anymore. It doesn't mean that we can't do our avodah. Ivdu avdeihu betoira state. Through limud atoira, that's avdus. Our limud atoira in this situation might be harder, might be different, but we still have to learn, and we have to show that we're avodim l'Hashem. Avoido avdeihu betfila, and we have to be oived. Tfila is avoido shebelev. It's harder to daven be yechidus three times a day. Oh, but we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu the medaktik in our mitzvahs, medaktik in our avoido, and that we are yours, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We are your avodim. Hey, Nachanami, you've put us in our houses. We are your avodim. And b'schus that we show that we are your avodim, we be shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, le'yitin is hamashchis lovoi el boteichem. Ez Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam should protect us all. I want to say noch hanekuda as well, choshev deher, which I had a few days ago. The people are very scared also about what's going to be, and we don't know. Every day there's more gzeiras, and they're making more machmir, the limitations, and people are thinking what's going to be for Pesach, and how we're going to make Pesach, and what's going to be afterwards, and how long is it going to last, v'chule, v'chule. And a lot of people are worried. It's what's going to be with the world, and the world's collapsing, and the Yochanami. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, as we said, it's his world, he knows what he's doing with the world, he knows he has his plan. And that we have to be mischazik in our emunah, that we are b'yad Hashem. Chazal say, in the end of days, in the end of Masechta Soito, and all the things breaking down, so Chazal, v'al mi yesh lanu lishoyin, ela al avinu sheba shamayim. Who can we rely on? The Kodesh Baruch is taking away slowly all the things we rely on. Who knows what else to take away? But we have to realize we have a tati in Himmel, Avinu Sheva Shamayim, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Sof Kol Sof, command Ovid Rachmana the Tavu Ovid. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is looking after us. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows what he's doing. We don't know, but he knows. Amen. Be'etzim b'shoyrish b'yisoid. Shlikol atif avot this. Be'etzim b'shoyrish b'yisoid. Oyla maseh hasn't changed. The Mesilas Yeshayim tells us in Perik Aleph, the whole Yisod in Perik Aleph. Oyla maseh is a praise on Oyla Mabo. And Oyla maseh is about being making ourselves for Oyla Mabo. Until now, we've had our Mahalchim of how we do our mitzvahs, how we learn, how we oved Hashem, all the chizukim that we've had, and all the nisyonos we've had out there. But at the end of the perik, the Mesilas Yeshayim says, "Nimtzeinu lemeidin ki ikum metzius ha'adam ba'olam hazeh hu rak lekayim mitzvahs ve'lamoid b'nisayon." Ikum metzius ha'adam in this world is one thing with the Shem Sholosh. Kiyum mitzvahs, la'avoid, v'lamoid b'nisoyim. Be'etzim, nothing's really changed in Olam Hazeh. The nisyonos have changed. The situation has changed. Oh, but the yisod of Olam Hazeh is still a promise on Olam Haba. We've been put into new nisyonos. Shvera nisyonos. True. Oh, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into these nisyonos, we can be omit in this nisyonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzadik yivchon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put people in these yonos that they can't be oimed in. You see, when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, in Parshas Beshalach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't take us the quick way, the normal way, which would have been Derech the Plishtim, Ben Yirum, Milchama Veshova Mitzrayim. They weren't able to be oimed in the Nisayin of Milchama. Zebishtah took us to Kriyas Yamsuf. Merdek and Nisyon is Kriyas Yamsuf, but that we could be Oimi. After Kriyas Yamsuf, we take went through a Milchama, Milchemis Amalek, because after Kriyas Yamsuf, we are on a different Madrega, we could be Oimi in that Nisyon. If the Abish is putting us in these Nisyonas today, we have to realize we can be Oimi. Shver, but we can be Oimi. There's Nisyonas in the Avoido, in the Limud, in the Davening, in the Kiyam Mitzvahs, and in the Kibud of Va'im, in the Shalom Bayis, sometimes maybe very new types of Nisyonas to be stuck together in the house constantly, day after day, without being able to go out, can make new Nisyonas in Kibud of Va'im and in Shalom Bayis, and that we have to be oimed. because we can be oymit. We have to realize that is our, now this is our olam hazeh. Our olam hazeh is not in the streets, or not going out, or not going to buy this for Pesach or that for Pesach. If we won't be able to buy a new hat, a new shoes, whatever it is. So that's our nisyonus. Our nisyonus is to show the Ribbono Shel Olam three times a day, I can daven with as much kavana or more kavana than I davened before. I'll call pani with as much kavana as when I davened betzibur. That I'll learn with as much cheshek and as much iyun and as much yegia as I did before. We have to try our best. And the nisyonus has said, benon lechaveroi, I'm going to be oymed in those nisyonus. Because that is the ikum olam hazeh. And the nisyonus which we have in the Shmira, that's also showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're avodim Lashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. In the letter I mentioned before from Rebbe Akiva Eiger, he says that we should say Ktoiris before davening and after davening. It's brought in the Ktoiris in the Zohar Kodesh, that the Ktoiris protects from the Magefa, Ki Yodua. When there was a Magefa after Koirach, Aaron HaKohen took the Ktoiris and stopped the Magefa. Other dogmas that the Ktoiris is Ma'akev Magefas. What's the koyach of the Ktoiris? In Svarim, state the Ktoiris is Lashon Kesher. That the Ktoiris takes all these 11 things and mixes them all together, makes them into one powder, and then we male that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alidei the Ktoiris, we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't have a Maisa Ktoiris today, but we still have the Amiris HaKtoiris, the state that's Bimkoin, being back to the Ktoiris. Efshet Kedai to say Ktoiris also before Mincha. And Rebbe Akiva Eiger says that there's a special tefillin, which is Kedai to say after you said Ktoiris. You can find it if you have a Siddur which has the Ma'amodos. There is a certain Siddurim they have at the end of the Siddur, a whole nusach to say each day from the 7 days of Ma'amodos. So after the Maimed of Yom Rishon, there is a tefillah which is mamish nogea for us to say these days. So the Rebbe Akiva Eiger says to say it after we said Ktoiris, to say this tefillah, Ribbono Olam Goli lifnei chisei kvodecha, Hashem midas hadin mesucha aleinu b'avonoseinu, ubonu lechales ponecha, shetatzar amageifo v'amashchis me'aleinu, nositein amashchis lovel boteinu, v'chule v'agantza tefillah, if you can find it in the Ma'amodos of Yom Rishon. Also, Rebbe Akiva Eiger says to say Tilim. If we need Rebbe Akiva Eiger to tell us, even though we're davening Bi'echidus, it's Yoshe Beseisa is Bifrat from Dever and Magefos in the Tilim, which people know, to say a few Kapitlach Tilim. And then Rebbe Akiva Eiger says to say the Tefillah, which you find at the end of Tehillim. There's a tefillah which if a person says tefillim, if he says there, it says bischus, saying a sefer of tefillim of tehillim. So instead of saying bischus the sefer rishon shekaranu, say bischus the tehillim shekaranu, and that tefillah also has been matzilas from ala shvera zachen bez Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu be merachim on us, benisim nigalu benisim. Asidin Ligoel says, man, which is a very interesting zman, that this matzah should come right now. And Bez Hashem, we should only see good things from everyone. And hopefully, we'll have a gewaltige Pesach, a geula shleima, and have an osid of Avodas Hashem.